Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the message in the Bible.
我们这个礼拜六将会是我们中华教义的年末特别聚会。
This Saturday will be our special RE year end.
通常这就是我们宗教教育系一个年度的结束。
And this is the end for the annual year for the RE.
在许多教会呢，他们通常会在这个最后的一个星期里面，特别针对我们宗教教育的一些教导呢，提出来跟家长还有老师共同勉励。
And in many churches, they will use this opportunity to encourage the parents and the RE teachers.
一般在这最后一个星期，很多的老师呢，也就很积极的在准备他们在年末特别聚会的时候要呈现给家长的学生的作品。
And it's also in this last week that a lot of the RE teachers are making their final preparations for the projects that for RE year end.
也就是说，要让整个教会去了解过去这一年我们的学员。他们到底学了哪些东西
？To let the members know what the students have learned this past year.
那我们在美国这里的教会，大家生活忙碌哦，一方面离教会比较远，所以我们比较没有这个习惯，在最后的时候回顾一下我们中华教育所教育的成果。
So many of us live farther away from church, so I might not have thought about what have the students have learned from RE.
那从我们教会现在的现况看来，其实我们在美国地区宗教教育的成果是有一定的成效。
And so we can see that from there is a 成效。
效果好。
And so we can see from the RE that there are some good results from it.
因为我们很多青年都能够继续留在教会，参与教会的工作，也能够持守住信仰。
Because many of the youths are able to remain in church and to keep the faith.
但是仍然教会里面有一部分的学员，他们在长大之后从教会里面消失了。
However, there are still a portion of students or youth who depart from church after they have grown.
那表示我们中华教育其实还有许多需要改进的地方。
So this shows that there are some areas that we need to improve upon in our.
我们要怎么样让我们的孩子每一个都能够保守在主里面？这是每一个做家长要好好去想一想的。
So for all of us as parents, we need to think about how we can keep our children in Christ.
那因为我们弟兄姐妹大家在生活上忙碌呢，所以。通常我们都不会再去回顾说到底我们哪些缺点应该要改进，所以每一年都是这样子按照 routine 的 schedule 就这样进行。
And so many times because of our busy schedules we don't really think about the improvements that we need to make but just routinely go through each week.
因为每一个改变都要花上很多的努力，然后去事先做教育，然后再能调整。
Because every change requires a lot of effort in how you will teach it.
现在的社会越来越复杂。
And society is more and more complicated.
要考虑的事情越来越多。
There are more and more things that we need to consider.
所以每一个即使是微小的改变都要事先征求同意才能够顺利推动。
And so for any small changes that we make, it has to be agreed upon by all so that it can be effective.
因为这个社会越来越强调每一个人的价值，每一个人的意见都要被尊重。
Because in this society, it emphasizes a lot on the value of one's opinion, and every person's opinion needs to count.
所以我们在教会的宗教教育里面呢，其实也面临同样的难题。
And so in RE, we face similar challenges.
但是如果我们从圣经里面去看教会神对他的选民在信仰上的提醒，特别是有关于信仰的传承部分，是。很明确的，很绝对的。
However, if we look in the Bible, in terms of the people of God and how to pass on the faith, it is shown very clearly.
我们今天晚上呢，小弟要用扫罗他的见解呢，来 提出来跟我们做家长的互相勉励。
And so tonight I would like to use Saul's example and warning as an encouragement for all of us.
因为我们在读撒母耳记上的时候基本上这个整卷书都跟扫罗有关系。
Because as we are reading the book of 1 Samuel, it is all related to Saul.
扫罗在第九章的时候出现在历史上，到第三十一章的时候他死亡了。
So Saul appears in chapter 9 and he dies in chapter 31.
那所以这整个撒母耳记上基本上就是扫罗的一生。
And so the book of 1 Samuel is describing the life of Saul.
那扫罗呢，他是一个他是一个很孝顺的孩子。
And so Saul was a very filial child.
但是其实他是一个很失败的父亲。
He is a very failure as a father.
那一个失败的父亲，却也养出了一个非常出色的小孩。
However, even though he was a failure as a father, he was able to have a very successful child.
所以我们就看到说，其实教育本身呢，家长所扮演的角色也不是绝对的。
And so, in terms of teaching our children, the role of a parent is not completely.
但是我们可以肯定的说，一个好的父母亲，他一定能够教导出好的儿女。
But a good parent will be able to teach out a good child.
那扫罗他是一个基本上并不是很在意信仰的一个父亲，可是他也养出了一个非常敬虔的儿子。
So Saul was not a very spiritual father, but he was still able to have a very good son.
这不是他的功劳。
This is not his work.
而是神的恩典，神保守。
But this is the grace of God and God's protection.
但是我们今天我们在看这过去的历史，我们所学到的是，我们要怎么样避免重蹈扫罗他所留下的这个见解。
However, we need to look from history to look at how we can not follow in Saul's example.
我们今天来从做父母亲要怎么样来教育我们的儿女，来看看怎么在家庭里面来重视我们的重要教育。
So we are going to look at how, as a parent, we can put emphasis on RE in our households.
我们先来看撒母耳记上第二十章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
第二十章请读第十八节，第十八节十九节，请读。
1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and you will be missed because your seat will be empty." 19. And when you have come. When you have stayed there, stay 3 days, go down quickly and come to the place where you hid on the day of the deed, and remain by the stone Ezel.
这里是约拿单跟扫罗约拿单跟大卫他的对话。
So these are the words of Jonathan to David.
他跟因为他约拿单他要去了解他父亲扫罗对大卫的这个看法。
Because Jonathan wanted to know how Saul looked or felt about David.
也就是说，因为大卫在这之前他是在逃命的，因为扫罗要抓他。
Because before this, David was fleeing for his life because Saul wanted to kill him.
那现在他跑回来告诉约拿单说：“你的父亲决意要杀我。”
And so David goes to Jonathan and tells him that your father wants to kill me.
所以他现在要请约拿单呢去。真的去了解扫罗的意图。
And so now David wants Jonathan to really understand why Saul is trying to kill him.
我们都知道约拿单跟扫罗是非常亲密的朋友，心相契合的好朋友。
We know that Jonathan and David are very the best of friends.
那个时候，因为本来大卫就是扫罗的女婿。
And because David was a son-in-law of Saul.
他们都一起吃饭的。
They ate together.
那第十八节呢？约拿单跟大卫说，明天是初一啊，那正常他们就是要一起吃饭的。
And so Jonathan says to David in verse 18 that that tomorrow's a new moon and they actually ate meals regularly together.
那你明天哦，你不要出席，你的座位让它空着，那人家就会发现你不在那里了。
You will be missed, and so people will know that your seat is empty and that you're not there.
好，那所以他说。第十九节，你等三天哈，然后就到这个磐石那边去等我，那我就告诉你事情是怎么发生的。
And then in verse 19, Jonathan tells David that after 3 days, then I will go down to this place that we have set, and then I'll tell you what happened.
好，我们现在就看接下去看第二十四节。
Let's jump to verse 24.
好了，大卫他就藏在田野，初一日的时候，王坐席要吃饭。
24. Then David hid in the field, and when the new moon had come, the king sat down to eat the feast.
好，那二十五节，那个王照常坐在靠墙的位上啊，约拿单侍立，亚尼尔坐在扫罗旁边，大卫的座位是空设的。
25. Now the king sat on the seat, so at other times on a seat by the wall, and Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, but David's place was empty.
26节，然而这日扫罗没有说什么，他想大卫遇事啊，我染不洁啊，他必定是不洁的。
26. Nevertheless, Saul did not say anything that day, for he thought something has happened to him. He is unclean. Surely he is unclean.
好，27节啊，初二的时候，大卫的座位还是空设。
27. And it happened the next day, the second of the day, a month, day, that David's place was empty.
那扫罗就问约拿单了，他说：“耶西的儿子，为什么昨日今日都没有来吃饭呢？”
And Saul said to Jonathan, his son, "Why has the son of Jesse not come to eat either yesterday or today?"
好，那接下去约拿单就回答他父亲啊，为什么大卫缺席了？
And so after that, Jonathan responded to Saul's explaining why David was missing.
我们从这段描述来想想在家庭里面的教育啊。
And so from this, let us look at how the children are taught in this household.
我们看到扫罗他的家庭，他们也是一定有一个一起吃饭的时间呢。
And so for Saul's family, there must have been time that they ate together.
特别是他的这些仆人哈，像亚尼尔啊，他儿子啊。那这些大卫啊，就是等于他的将领，又他身边的家人啊，他们一起吃饭。
And so the people of Saul's household, his sons as well as his servants, and even David, they all eat together.
对约拿单来说，他很清楚的知道，你如果座位空在那边，人家连问你说你怎么不在了。
And so Jonathan knew very clearly that if your seat was empty, then people will wonder where you have gone.
啊，果然，你看扫罗他就真的问了。
And so Saul really asked why and where he was.
那这个时候，你看那个扫罗，他想说大卫可能有什么事情没有来吃饭。
And so Saul thought that something had happened to David, so that he did not come eat dinner.
等到第二天的时候，他就发现不对劲了。
And the second day, then he thought something was wrong.
好，我们都知道事情的发展。后来等到扫罗听完约拿单的解释之后，他就发怒。
And so after Saul, we all know what happened. After Saul heard Jonathan's explanation, that Saul became
你看第三十节
啊，
这是扫罗对他儿子说的。他说：“你这个班梗贝尼之妇人所生的，我岂不知道你喜悦耶西的儿子，自取羞辱，以致你母亲肉体蒙羞吗？”
30. Then Saul's anger was aroused against Jonathan, and he said to him, "You son of a perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness?"
我们就看到这个时候，这个做父亲的啊，他所讲的这个话，真的。不但是羞辱他的儿子，也包括羞辱约拿单的母亲呢。
And so we can see that as a father, his words shamed our Jonathan as well as Jonathan's mother.
哦，所以意思就是说哈，你母亲，你母亲因为把你生下来哈，就会这样子蒙羞了。
And so because saying that, oh, your mother gave birth to you, and so through this is your shame.
意思是说，你约拿单怎么会让大卫这样子哈啊跟他。做朋友，然后到时候自己羞辱呢
？So explain that why did Jonathan become friends with David and to his own shame？
哦，他认为说，如果大卫活着，你永远不要想要当王。
Basically, thought that oh, if David was living, then Jonathan would never be king。
他就下命令第三十一节就说：“你现在去打发人去把他抓来给我，他是该死的。”
31. And he tells Jonathan that oh, to go get David and to have him die.
就是第三十一节，他是该死的，他应该死。
That he must die.
那我们就看到这个是一个容易动怒的父亲。
So we can see this father is one that is easily angered.
他在他的儿子面前真的留下一个非常非常负面的一个形象。
And so we can see it's a very superficial reaction from Saul.
但是我们看扫罗，他本来是一个很 很孝顺的孩子，好孩子的。
So even though we know that Saul was a very filial son,
我们如果看第九章，就会发现，圣经特别描述这个扫罗他的他当时候的表现。
We can see from chapter 9, how Saul acted.
九章二节哈，这是基士的儿子扫罗，他是又健壮又俊美，在以色列中没有一个不能比他的，身体比众民高过一头。
And so we can see he was the son of Kish, and that there was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel.
当他父亲丢掉几头驴的时候呢，你看他就叫扫罗去找了。
And when his father lost his some of his donkeys, he went to go look for them.
他找了很多地方都找不到。
He went looked for them in a lot of different places, but cannot find them.
第五节呢，扫罗跟他的仆人说：“哦，那我们回去好了，恐怕我父亲不为驴挂心，反倒为我们担忧了。”
And so he says, Saul says to his servant that, "Let us return, lest my father cease caring about the donkeys and become worried about us."
那我们看，他是一个很体贴的孩子啊。
So we can see he's a very caring child.
那真的，一开始扫罗在被要被。高利为王那个时候，他真的也是很谦卑啊。
And even when Saul was being anointed as king, he was also very humble.
但是一个好孩子，他不见能够成为一个好国王。
However, just because you are a good child does not mean that you can be a good king.
因为好国王是要遵行神的吩咐的。
Because a good king has to do the commandments of God.
这个好孩子，他会体贴他父亲，他会为他担忧。
And this good child knows how to care and think about.His father's.
但是这个好孩子不见得是会完全听他父亲的话。
But this child does not mean that he's completely obedient to his father's word.
其实我们是看到扫罗他在他幼年的时候，他对众人所知道有一个神人很就是跟神很亲近，问他什么事都会知道的这个撒母耳，他竟然不认识。
Because Saul didn't even know Samuel, who's a really good worker of God.
就是当他的仆人说：“那我们来去问神人啊，这城里面有一个神人，什么事情他所是众人所尊重的，问他他都会，这个他所指示都会应验。我们来问他好了。”
And so when his servant says, "Come, let us go to the seer, for he who is now a prophet, who is formerly a seer."
可是那个时候，扫罗他不知道这个人。
But at this time, Saul didn't know who he was.
那可是扫罗，他其实也是很懂得礼貌的人。
However, Saul was very polite at this time.
他说：“那我们如果去求问神人，那有没有什么礼物送人家
？”And he said, "Oh, if we're going to go see a seer, then should we not bring some kind of gift to him?"
所以扫罗，你看他是很体贴，他又很懂得礼貌，待人处事他真的也是很用心的。
So we can see Saul actually was very polite and very caring and understanding.
但是同时，他对有关于这个神的事情，这个先知在传讲信息，然后这个先知他讲话应验这个事情，他并不是很在意的。
However, at the same time, he doesn't really care much about what the seer is going to say or what is to happen.
好了，我们都知道后来扫罗当王。
So we can see later on Saul became king.
但是他当王不久，其实他就是一个失败的王。
But not long after he became a king that failed.
等到时间拉长之后，他成为一个失败的父亲。
And later on he became a failure as a father.
他的表现，他对他儿子跟他儿子的互动，其实到最后就成为我们都要尽量避免的一个人物了。
And his interaction and relationship with his son is something that we all must avoid.
因为他这个人变成反反复复
，and because he became a very
unstable person. 等一下这样子，等一下那样子
，and he would switch his positions constantly.
那他更没有办法在他儿子面前留下一个非常敬虔的榜样
，and he cannot lead a very fearing of God example for his son.
如果我们看圣经哦，看到第二十章哦
，if we look at chapter 20,
我们就看到扫罗。你看，他面对大卫缺席，他的空作为空者的时候
，We can see that when Saul saw that David's seat was empty.
你看他其实也知道律法，不是吗
？He's also one that knows the law.
他当时想说，大卫他一定是不洁净哦，今天不洁净到傍晚，因为如果身体不洁净，那不洁净到傍晚，所以呢，不适合来吃饭，这个、他可以理解。
And because he understood that, the law, because we can see that, because he thought that David was unclean, and if he can't come because of his uncleanness, then that's reasonable.
表示扫罗他是懂律法的。
So this shows that Saul knew the law.
他在他的生活当中其实也有在行，也在遵循律法哦。
And that in his life he did keep the law.
但是这些作为都没有办法让他成为好父亲。
But all these actions do not make him a good father.
他其实在他的儿子面前所表现出来的。
Because how he acts in front of his son.
这个就好像他这个父亲真的是像脑筋坏掉一样的。
It's like a father who has brain has something wrong with his brain.
对他头壳坏掉了，脑筋坏掉。
Something wrong with his brain.
我们看撒母耳记上的第十四章啊。
And let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14.
对他的儿子，你看他有时候都乱讲话。
And we can see he always just says what he wants, whatever he wants.
那个。你看扫罗哦，他这个第二十四节，他打仗的时候
，We can see Saul when he is fighting.
他竟然叫百姓要起誓说，你们今天都不要吃东西。
He made people under an oath saying that they cannot eat any food.
他如果吃什么就要受咒诅。
And that if they eat anything, they will be cursed.
你看他有错误的热心。
And so we can see he has wrong in his fervency.
哦，那当然也说明他自己本身有一个很深层的那种骄傲感。
So you can see he also is very shows his pride.
他这个人很急。
He's very anxious.
他本来是很急，就是他是没办法等候的人。
And he's unable to wait.
那本来是一个很急，也是很积极的人，也是好。
And so someone that who's unable to wait, this actually it can be good.
可是他的表现却是非常的负面的。
But his action is very negative.
等到他知道是他儿子约拿丹违反了这个誓言之后
，Because when he found out that his son was the one that broke the oath，
第十四章四十四节，他跟他的儿子说：“约拿丹啊，你定要死，若不然，愿神重重的降罚给我。
”Because he told his son, "God do so, and more also, for you shall surely die, Jonathan."
就是扫罗哈，他时常很随意的就起誓。
So we can see Saul makes oath very lightly.
我们如果去分析他的一生，发现他起的很多誓哦，都是随便的。
So we can see that he makes a lot of oaths and promises very lightly.
好像没有经过大脑一样的。
It's like he speaks without thinking.
就是顺着他自己的情欲。
And so he speaks according to his
emotion. 他觉得这样子就是要大家跟着他一样。
And so he says it, and he feels like everyone should do the same as he.
他这个时候，你看跟约拿丹说，你一定要死。
And so he tells Jonathan that you shall surely die.
因为他说我尝了一点蜜啊，我就死吧。
And so Jonathan says, I only tasted a little honey, and I must so now I must die.
好，可是这个时候百姓就不服了。
But the people said to did not agree with Saul.
因为百姓说，约拿单是跟神一同做事的人呢。
Because they said that Jonathan was one that accomplished who did worked with God.
但是所以百姓就救约拿单免了死亡。
And so the people saved Jonathan from dying.
我们就看到这个父亲哦，他真的是，我们如果从他的原教、他的身教看来哦，他真的没有一个是按我们现在的这个教育理念来看是对的。
And we can see whether or not he followed the outline of what it means to be a parent, and we can see he did not do any one of them.
所以我们现在就要去想想说，有时候一个人他本来是一个好人。
So we need to think, I'm a person who is a good person.
他还懂得神的律法。
He knows the law.
可是他最后表现，他可能是一个很失败的父亲。
But this person can still be a failure as a father.
所以要当一个好的父母亲，一定要经过学习。
So to be a good parent requires us to learn how.
就算我们有好的，我们有信心。
Even though if we have faith,
我们都要学习怎么样教养孩子。
We need to learn how to teach our.
那这样子，我们的孩子呢？才能够在一个敬虔的环境上长大，能够敬畏神。
So that our children can live in an environment that fears the Lord.
那也才能够真的为教会培养出敬虔的下一代来。
So that then we can have the next generation be one that also fears the Lord.
所以，我们现在来看一下《生命记》第六章。
Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章，这是经典的律法上对。家庭教育 的一个指导原则。
And Deuteronomy chapter 6 is a main teaching about what it, the the teaching in the family.
我们现在请读第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
到第九节。
To verse 9.
请读。
Verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. 5, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. 6, And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. 7, You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. 8, You shall bind them as a sign on your head, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. 9, You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
那 这里特别 提醒这个做神的选民做父母亲的要怎么样在家庭教育孩子。
So this is a reminder for parents how they shall teach their children.
父母亲本身一定要懂得先尽心尽力尽意的爱主。
And so the parent first must learn how you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
然后接下去要能够记住神的话语。
Next, they need to know how to remember the word of God.
所以当做父母的他时常能够知道神的法则的时候，他所讲的指示才会合乎真理。
So when a parent is knows to knows the word of God, then when they speak, that then it will be according to the word of God.
然后接下去第七节，他是说要殷勤的教养儿女。教训儿女。
And in 7 it says you shall teach them diligently.
所以有身教之后还要加上言教，一定要教育他们。
And so you have to teach them.
然后要抓住机会。
And to take the opportunity.
不管是在哪里。
No matter where you are.
要实行机会教育。
You need to take in the opportunity to teach.
哦，所以要不管是在路上，在家里躺下起来，都要谈论。
And whether you're on the road, when you're in your house, you need to discuss.
然后第八节说要用智慧哈，把这个神的话语记住。
And through in verse 8 that you shall bind them as
you need to, 要有智慧。
Oh, you need to have wisdom.
用什么方式可以让孩子真的是记住神的话语
？So to how as to how to have the your children memorize the word of God.
他也提出要懂得创造一个属灵的环境啊，让这个孩子能够时常看到神话语的提醒。
It also mentions how we need to create an environment for the children to memorize the word of God.
哦，所以这个地方就提出，我们做家长的，我们真的要看到神他是这么重视教养儿女信仰这个功课。
And so we can see how much emphasis that God puts on what we should teach our children.
啊，这一段提醒在第十一章又重复一次了。
And these teachings are repeated in verse 11.
那所以今天我们做父母亲的，我们要教导我们的儿女。
And so as parents, we need to teach our children.
我们有几个原则要把握住。
And there are some principles that we need to keep.
我们一定是以圣经为标准。
We need to use the Bible as on the goal.
我们知道神的话语是我们信徒生活的最高准则。
And we know the word of God is the high standard for us to follow.
所以我们今天很多的决定，我们对孩子很多的指导，一定要回到圣经看，这个是不是合乎圣经的原则。
So many of the things that we teach our children, we need to look back into the Bible to see if it is according to the word of God.
因为神的话他给我们提供一个人生正确的方向。
Because the word of God gives us the right direction in our life.
哦，所以提摩太后书三章十五十七节，这个我们都很熟的经文。
In the 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15-17, it's very words that we're very familiar with.
圣经神默示的。
That the word of God is by through His Spirit.
那就是要教训，要督责，要使人归正，要教导我们学义。
And it is and it's for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
所以圣经成为我们教导孩子的这个很重要的标准。
And so the word of God is a good standard for us to for in how we should teach our children.
那个孩子才能够真的明白神的义。
And so that the child can come to know God's righteousness.
哦，所以我们可以说，圣经是一本已经很古老的书了。
So even though the Bible might be a very old and ancient book,
但是它也是一本最新的书。
But at the same time, it's also a new book.
因为神的话，它不会经过时间的延长而失去价值。
Because God's words will not, because of time, lose its value.
每一代的人，他们在看圣经的时候，都得到造就。
All generations of people, when they read the word of God, they are edified.
哦，所以你看神的话，神的这些指导， 只要愿意遵守的人，每一代人都得好处了。
And for every generation, if they're willing to listen to the word of God and obey it, then they are received blessing through it.
所以我们教导孩子以圣经为标准。
So in teaching our children, we have to use the Bible as a standard.
那接下去我们要以主耶稣基督为中心。
Next, and we have to put Jesus Christ in the center.
也就是说，整个圣经它都在讲耶稣基督。
Because the whole Bible is talking about Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督活活的是神活在我们人间。
Because Jesus Christ is God living among us.
他留下真理和恩典。
He has given us grace and truth.
那他本身就是一个美好的模范。
And he is a good example for us.
他怎么成为一个神的爱子？
And he is the beloved son of God.
他是怎么样来实践这个天父的指示
？And how he has put into work the will of God.
所以，我们今天在教养孩子的时候，我们就是要让我们的孩子懂得说，以主耶稣基督为效法的榜样。
And so we need to teach our children that they need to follow the example of Jesus Christ.
让他们在生活当中啊，时时是考虑到主耶稣基督的，不是以自我为中心的。
So that in their life they consider Jesus Christ instead of just their own will.
所以我们如果让我们的孩子更明白主耶稣基督是怎么样一个人
，If we have our children have a better understanding of who Jesus Christ is，
他所经历的，今天我们都在走他的路线，他经过的就是我们所会经过的。
So because what he has gone through is what we will also go through。
不会因为时代改变而有差别。
It is not something that will change because of time。
就是说，主耶稣所经历的，其实是超越这个时代的。
Because what Jesus Christ experienced transcends time。
不管他在世上的生活，他所遇到的试探引诱，都一样的。
No matter as he lived his life, the temptations that he encountered, the difficulties,
他跟那个时代的人对耶稣基督的那个轻视以及那个挑战。今天我们也都是一样。
And how the people reacted to Jesus Christ and the battles that he had is the same today.
所以主耶稣基督是我们信仰的模范。
So Jesus Christ is our example in faith.
我们要让孩子效法耶稣基督。
And we need our children to follow in his example.
所以哥林多前书十一章的第一节哈。
And 1 Corinthians chapter
十一章第一节。
Chapter 11 verse 1.
那这个保罗他说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
And Paul says, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ."
因为保罗本身就是效法主耶稣基督的一个标准的人物了。
Because Paul is already following an example of Jesus Christ.
那所以你看，世世代的人，现在我们其实最终都是在跟随耶稣基督。
So for all of us, we are all being imitators of Jesus Christ.
在生活上就是。看主耶稣怎么过日子。
In our life, we need to look at how Jesus Christ lived his life.
我们要让我们孩子去效法基督，这不容易的。
And for our children to imitate Jesus Christ is not something that is easy.
因为他已经是两千年前的人。
Because this is a person who lived 2,000 years ago.
很多时候，我们孩子会问，他那时候也没有手机，也没有那么多引诱。
And because children might say that, oh, at the time they didn't have a lot of temptations. There was no cell phones.
我们是要怎样效法耶稣基督呢
？So how do we imitate Jesus Christ?
其实我们今天做父母亲的，如果我们活出一个榜样来。
For us as parents, if we're able to live an example,
我们的孩子就能看到。
Then our children will be able to see us.
事实上，效法基督并不那么难的。
That actually to follow or to imitate Jesus Christ.
对我们今天这个时代，效法基督更容易的。
That even now it's even easier to imitate Jesus Christ.
因为我们随时都有圣经可以看的。
Because we, at any time we have the Word of God.
每一个决定，你都可以看圣经里面主耶稣怎么表现的。
In any kind of decision that we make, we can look at how Jesus Christ did it.
所以我们的目标是要让孩子以基督为中心。
And so that is our goal is to have our children to have put Christ in the center of their life.
我们自己做父母亲的，我们不见得是完美的。
So as parents, we might not be perfect.
所以有时候我们的身教不见得是完全合乎圣经。
And so sometimes the things that we teach are not completely according to the Bible.
但是如果我们让孩子看到耶稣基督
，But if we have our children see Jesus Christ,
那他们就能够有一个绝对的标准可以效法了。
Then there is an absolute example.A perfect example that they can follow.
孩子他对照主耶稣基督，也会看到我们父母亲其实我们真的不完美。
And as they look at Jesus Christ, they will also see that the parents are not perfect.
他们当然也看到自己更不完美啊。
And they also see that they themselves are not perfect.
所以我们今天如果都是以基督为中心的时候，我们做父母亲的不会把那个父母亲的权威拿出来说去要去压孩子，不会。
And so if we as have asking our children to follow Jesus Christ, we will not use our authority to suppress our children. Because we ourselves are also following Jesus Christ. We are also learning.
所以以主耶稣基督为中心，这个是整个家庭教育的一个重点。
And so to put Jesus Christ in the center, this is a very important point in teaching in our families.
好，第三个。
Third.
我们要靠圣灵，以圣灵为我们的导师。
And we need to use the Holy Spirit as our guider.
我们得到应许的圣灵，这是最好的保惠师。
And so we have received the Holy Spirit, which is the best counselor.
他要引导我们明白真理的。
And it will help us to understand the truth.
他会时常提醒我们。
He will remind us.
然后要赐给我们力量。
He will give us power.
所以圣灵要指导我们怎么做决定。
Then the Holy Spirit will guide us in how we make our decisions.
圣灵，我们不能够把它当做我要进天国得天国基业的凭据而已。
And we cannot just see the Holy Spirit as the guarantee of and of heaven.
我们很多时候，我们孩子哈还没有得圣灵以前，努力祷告。
We have many students that before they have the Holy Spirit, they pray very diligently.
那等到得圣灵之后哈。
However, once they receive the Holy Spirit, they are not so diligent.
有时候就试试看祷告有没有圣灵，有圣灵还在，哦，放心了。
And sometimes they'll just try to see, oh, if they still have the Holy Spirit and they still have it, then they stop.
但是常常我们在祷告求圣灵的时候，我们不是都很努力吗？
However, when we're praying for the Holy Spirit, we might be very focused in doing so.
我们有一个姐妹，她求圣灵的那段时间，非常认真。
We have a sister who was, when she was praying for the Holy Spirit, was very diligent.
眼睛一张开就会祷告求圣灵。
And even every time when she opened her eyes, she would pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
只要有空档，她就祷告，要求圣灵。
And whenever she had free time, she would kneel down and pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
真的，主耶稣也看到她的心。
And so God saw her heart.
不久，她就得圣灵了。
Not long after she received the Holy Spirit.
等到得圣灵之后，她就没有那么认真了。
But after she received the Holy Spirit, she was not as diligent.
反正已经有圣灵，已经有天国的凭据了。
Because she already felt she already had the Holy Spirit, she had the guarantee.
所以有时候我们就会说啊，你得到圣灵啊，恭喜你哦。
So sometimes we might say that, oh, you have received the Holy Spirit, then, oh, congratulations, you have now a part in heaven.
其实还早嘞。
But actually, it is only the beginning.
有圣灵，只是有一个凭据而已啊。
And to have the Holy Spirit is only a guarantee.
但是将来能不能进去，那要等到咽下最后一口气才知道啊。
And whether or not you're able to enter, that is, you have to wait until your last breath.
我们如果能够持守信仰到底，才是真的有。
If we are able to keep our faith to the end, then we will be able to receive.
所以我们要得圣灵之后，要更懂得依靠圣灵。
So once we have the Holy Spirit, we need to know how to rely on the Holy Spirit.
随时就要来求圣灵指导我们。
And we need to constantly ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
所以我们得圣灵之后，我们就是要装备我们自己成为一个属灵的人。
And so after we have the Holy Spirit, we need to equip ourselves to be a spiritual person.
所以哥林多前书第二章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
看哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章第九节
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9
请读一下
Verse 9 But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor our ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him
第十节
10 But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God
跳过去看 第十五节
Verse 15 But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one
好 你看这一段圣经在告诉我们说，圣灵哦，他向我们显明神的奥秘。
First, here tells us this Holy Spirit reveals to us the mystery of God.
那圣灵让我们真的在看事情的时候看透万事，我们不会被这个表面的假象蒙蔽的。And
the Holy Spirit is able to judge all things and not just be thrown out by what is superficial.
所以我们今天在教养孩子，如果以圣灵为导师的时候。However,
so if we have are teaching our children, we have the Holy Spirit as our counselor.
我们家长跟父母跟家长跟儿女一起来追求被圣灵充满。
And parent and child both pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
能够真的成为属灵的人。
Then they can be spiritual people.
然后得到属灵的智慧。
And receive spiritual wisdom.
所以我们今天在宗教教育里面呢。
So today in RE.
其实神已经给我们准备我们所需用的。
God has actually already given us what we need.
我们常常会发现，如果没有人在教导我们，我们所得到的有限。
We found that if no one is teaching us, then what we learn is limited.
学生最明显的。
This is the most obvious for students.
一个学生呢，如果得到一个好老师的指导，他就很突出。
If a student has a good teacher, then it will be very successful.
所以那个伯乐，那个千里马要伯乐能够教导他。
And for,
就是那个马也要碰到那个懂得那个马的那个训马的人才那个马才会突出了。
And so a good a horse has to have a good horse trainer so that they can be successfully learned.
那所以老师很关键的。
So the teacher is very important.
今天最好老师哪里找
？So where can we find the best teacher？
其实就是圣灵。
Actually, it is the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵要引导我们进入真理。
So the Holy Spirit will bring us to the truth.
那我们一起以圣灵为导师。
So let us use the Holy Spirit as our counselor.
来装备我们自己，成为一个好的父母亲。
To equip ourselves that we can be a good parent.
属灵的父母亲，他是有属灵智慧的。
To have it be a spiritual parent with spiritual wisdom.
啊，不会只是用世界上的事情来衡量孩子。
And not only use the things of the world to teach our children.
第四个，
Fourth.
我们教育本身就是要以教会为主体的。
And teaching, we have to put the church as in the. In
这是我们的那个 base.
The foundation is the church.
就是说，我们今天教育我们孩子，中二教育为了什么
？And so as a reason, why is are we doing RE?
为了我们的孩子可以持守住信仰。
It's so that the children are able to keep the faith.
他能够把上一代的这个美好的信仰传承下来。
To have to pass down the faith from the previous generation.
然后呢，他们可以被装备成为神合用的工人
，so that they can be equipped to be a useful worker for the Lord.
所以我们每一个孩子，他们最后都能够被主所用
，and so that all the children will be able to use by the Lord.
为了要成全这个基督的身体能够完备
，and so that the body of Christ can be perfected.
所以以弗所书第四章哈
，so in Ephesians chapter 4.
看以弗所书第四章
，let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的第十二节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12
这里说要为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体
And Ephesians chapter 4 verse
12节
verse 12 And so for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ
所以我们今天中二教育其实基本上就是要让每一个我们的下一代孩子都能够发挥神所给他们的恩赐，然后一起来服侍教会。
So for the our religious education is for all the students to be able to equip themselves so that they can all come and serve the body of Christ.
我们教育孩子是为了能够将来能够服侍教会。
So the church, the children in the church is so that in the future they can minister or serve in the church.
让我们都能够在真道上合一啊。
So that we can all be one in the truth.
然后我们真的这个教会哈，会越来越成全完备。然后长大，有基督真的长成了身量了。
And so then that the church, which is the body of Christ, can slowly be more and more and growing and perfected.
真的是长大成人哦，所以教会成为主耶稣基督的见证。
And to mature, so the church becomes a testimony for Christ.
所以我们做父母亲的，我们要真的要在信仰上下功夫。
So as a parent, we really need to put effort in our spirituality.
那我们真的是认识耶稣基督，以主耶稣基督为中心。
And to put Jesus Christ as the center.
时常依靠圣灵。
To constantly rely on the Holy
Spirit. 目标就是要来建设我们的教会。
And the goal is to really root our church.
今天我们的教会缺乏许多的工人。
Because right now our church might lack many workers.
我们是否曾经说，我要让我的孩子将来能够在教会里面能够服侍
？And we might have thought that, oh, we want our children to be able to serve in the Lord.
那我们这样子，我们的教育就有目标吗？
Then in this way, then our church has a goal.
那我们现在中二教育其实在教会的时间很短。
So actually, if our religious education, the time that is actually very short.
真的一周才这么一个多小时而已。
Every week is only about one or so hours.
如果教育只是在教，就是等着教会来做，绝对做不好的。
Because if we only wait for the church to teach, then this of course is not going to be.
我们一定要在家庭里面好好的重视它。
So we must put emphasis of this on this in our house.
因为家庭就是孩子最开始的学校。
Because the family is the very first school for the child.
那我们父母亲就是孩子最开始也是最好的老师。
And as parents, and they are the first teacher as well as the best teacher for their child.
因为你时常跟他在一起的。
Because you're constantly with them.
然后孩子才小的时候，就是由父母亲来决定他的生活方式的。
Because from a young age, it is the parent that decides how the lifestyle for their child.
其实真的，我们如果能够好好的经营我们自己家庭的信仰的教育。
And truly, if we're able to keep the faith and teaching.
我们所听的道理就可以首先的在家庭里面实现出来了。
And then the things that we learn can be put into effect in our household.
我们做父母亲的也可以借这个教育孩子的机会来实践或者是来练习神的话语。
And as parents, we can use this opportunity to really learn about the word of God.
今天其实我们今天有许多家庭都很重视我们在家庭中的教育。
And so, and actually, in our families right now, there are many that put emphasis on religious education.
但是我们还是有很多的家庭哦，父母亲对孩子的那个信仰，其实有一副无所谓的那个态度。
However, there are still families, other families that do not put a lot of emphasis or do not really care about the religious education of their children.
倒是很重视他们的在学校里面的教育。
Rather, they put more focus on their education in school.
那其实到最后，我们做父母亲的会发现，有时候会后悔。
And however, at the end, we can see that there are some parents that regret what regrets.
孩子如果没有一个很完美的、很扎实的信仰的教育
，because if a child does not have a very rooted faith，
特别是从小的时候
，especially when they are young，
在他观念的培养上，能够把这个根基扎在耶稣基督的这个磐石上
，especially in their concepts and whether or not they are rooted in Jesus Christ，
长大之后很有可能就动摇了
，and it's very easily that when they are older that they will be shaken。
所以我们重视儿女的信仰，其实会让我们的晚年。可以觉得很放心。
And so if we are able to put emphasis on the education, religious education of children, then in our older age, then we are more relieved.
可是现在的父母亲通常都是反过来。
But actually, most of the time, it is the opposite.
很在意他的这个学校社会上的成就。
And in they care a lot about how a student performs in school.
那结果呢？我们反过来呢？很多家庭接下去就受苦了。
So then later on, the families encounter suffering.
所以有时候我们做父母亲的哈，我们如果真的没有常常来灵修，有时候变成糊涂人了。
So sometimes as parents, if we do not constantly spiritually cultivate ourselves, then we can be a very foolish person.
扫罗哈，扫罗他。被撒母耳先知责备说他做了糊涂事嘛。
And so, because Saul was rebuked by Samuel, saying that he has done a foolish thing.
第十三章，撒母耳记上十三章，他献祭的时候，撒母耳就说你做了糊涂事。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 13, Samuel tells Saul that you have done a foolish thing.
那结果扫罗真的是一路糊涂到底了。
And so for Saul, he continued in his foolishness.
他一路哈到最后，他变成一个糊涂人。
Until the end and At the very end, he was a fool.
啊，这个是扫罗他自己后来承认的。
And this is something that Saul admits himself.
真的，等到他自己发现他是糊涂人的时候，他差不多也要死了。
And when he realized his foolishness, he was about to die.
我们看撒母耳记上二十七章，二十六章。
First Samuel chapter 26.
撒母耳记上二十六章。
First Samuel chapter 26.
扫罗反复。
So Saul kept changing his mind.
他想要追杀大卫。
He wanted to kill David.
然后他又说：“啊，大卫，我错了，我不应该追杀你。”
And at the same time, he said to David, "I shouldn't have tried to kill you."
就这样子一直反复。
He kept going back and forth.
到第二十六章第二十一节的时候
，In chapter 26, verse 21,
因为大卫留下扫罗命，没有杀他，他就说：“啊，我有罪了。”
So because David spared Saul's life, then Saul says, "I have sinned."
我儿大卫啊，你可以回来，因你今日看我的性命为宝贵，我必不再加害于你的。我是糊涂人，大大错了。
And return my son, David, for I will harm you no more, because my life is precious in your eyes this day. Indeed, I have played the fool and erred exceedingly.
可是他这个话，大卫已经不敢再相信了。
However, at this time, David no longer believed his word.
因为他真的已经是彻头，因为真的是彻底的糊涂人了。
Because he's really a foolish person.
他接下去哈，就跑去找那个教鬼的了。
And later on, he went to consult a medium.
啊，最后就死在战场上了。
And afterwards, he died on the battlefield.
我们就看到，有时候我们做父母亲的变成一个糊涂人，那就糟糕了。
And so we can see, as a parent, if we become a fool, then this is something very bad.
那现在有些这个社会工作学者啊，他们就在分析现代的父母亲呢。
And so there are some sociologists that are talking about
现在的父母亲呢，很多时候我们都成为糊涂人。
That many parents are foolish.
这是普遍性的，不是只有说在教会里面的信徒。
This is not only just for the people members in the church, but generally.
他怎样？我们现在父母亲是怎样糊涂呢
？So how are parents today foolish?
第一个想太多。
First, they think too much.
就是忧虑孩子太多了啦。
They are worried too much about their children.
哦，他们如果没有上好的学校。
What if they don't go to good school?
那以后他们怎么样出人头地啊？
How can they be successful in the future?
怎么找到一个好工作？
How can they find a good job?
我们就考虑担心很多很多事情。
We are worried about many, many things.
但是我们忘记主耶稣说要先求神的国，神的义，一切所需用的，我们神会加给我们。
And we forget that Jesus Christ has told us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you.
所以其实不用想太多。
So actually, we don't need to think too much.
只要把信仰抓住才是最重要的。
Actually, the most important is for us to grasp on to our faith.
第二个，为什么父母亲现在糊涂了
？Second, why are parents foolish?
做太多了。
Is that they do too much?
为孩子做太多事。
They do too much for their children.
有时候我们的父母亲变成孩子的书童，对。书童就是仆人了，拿书的啦。
Okay. So sometimes, the parents become their child's servant.
带孩子上学，为他背书包啊。
And when they go to church, they hold their back. When they go to church, school, the parent carries their backpack.
要去练琴，替他提乐器啊。
And when they go to play, musical instruments, they hold the instrument for them.
反正出去什么东西，孩子就把东西丢给母亲，哎，那你拿。
And so wherever they go, the child just gives.
空空就反正可以去玩。
The child gives what their hands are free. They give whatever they're holding to their parents.
在家里面也是什么事情就孩子去做功课，那其他的事情都父母亲来做。
And so even in the household, the children just have to do their homework and everything else is taken care of by the parents.
做太多了。
They do too much.
其实孩子是要真的是要在生活上参与家里的事情。
So actually, the child needs to take part in the things of the house.
让孩子从小有服侍的观念。
So for that they can have the concept of serving.
所以有时候我们教会在办活动的时候，那个青年在教会的表现，一看就知道他在家庭是怎么被教育的。
And so actually sometimes when we have church seminars, then we can immediately tell how the student behaves at home.
那个地上有纸屑，他绝对不会去捡。
That if they see trash on the ground, they will not pick it up.
他要等着别人去捡啊，因为在家里面父母亲会捡。
They wait for someone else to pick it up because at home their parent will do it for them.
那个厕所里面乱七八糟哈，看的通通都是水，那纸屑掉的满地都是。
And if the countertop is on the sink is all wet and there's trash all over the ground.
孩子看到这个厕所掉了，他不会说来吧整理一下地上的纸屑啊。那个脏的东西把它捡一捡。
And they won't think to clean it up that, I need to wipe down the countertop or to pick up the trash.
因为在家里不用他做嘛。
Because at home they do not do it themselves.
可能有仆人做，可能父母亲做。
There might be, their parents might do it for them.
反正不管是谁做，反正就不是他做。
No matter who it is, it's not them that they do it.
这个就是我们在家里面，我们的孩子，我们父母亲为他做太多的结果。
And this is the result of when parents do too much for their child.
然后呢，我们现在父母亲还会做糊涂事的。
And what else? Parents are.
孩子如果做错事，我们就骂他。
That when a child does wrong, then we rebuke them.
所以有时候骂太多了啦。
Sometimes we rebuke too much.
其实孩子需要有时候需要从错误当中学习。
Sometimes children need to learn from their mistakes.
做父母亲的要有一些耐心。
That parents need to have patience.
孩子他做错事的时候。
That when a child does wrong.
不用就很严厉的去责备他。
You do not just rebuke them very harshly.
要去看他心里面他为什么会这样做。
But to look at their heart as to why they are doing such a thing.
也许他有一些他没有讲的原因呢。
Maybe there are reasons that they don't tell you.
我们做父母亲的有时候嘴巴要小心一点。
So as a parent, we have to watch our mouths.
有时候骂太多，但是又有一个极端，有时候赞美太多。
And so you do not want to rebuke too much, but at the same time, you don't want to praise too much.
有时就是赞美太多，结果就是孩子哈变成自我膨胀。
And because if you praise them too much, then a child will become very conceited.
他就没有办法自我膨胀，就是他自己很好像很有自信，自己好像觉得很厉害。
Oh, they will be overly confident and feel like they can do anything.
他就没有办法去承受任何的责备了。
So they are not unable to take any kind of rebuke.
所以孩子就变得没办法抗压了。
And so they are unable to take pressure or any kind of rebuke.
所以有时候我们骂太多，但是又有同时可能会赞美太多也不行。
So sometimes we might rebuke them too much, but also sometimes we might praise them too much.
然后呢，我们给孩子太多了。
And sometimes we give our children too much.
社会上有什么新的东西，我们就给孩子。
That if there's anything new, then we want to give it to our
child. 这结果一定会害我们的孩子。
This will have a very adverse effect on our children.
当现在社会上有这些最新的玩意的时候，最好都不要给孩子。
And actually, if there's anything that's really new technology, then we should not give it to our children.
我们给太多的结果，就是他会很注重物质。
So because if we give too much, then they will be put a lot of emphasis on the material.
这个越多的电子产品，越方便的生活，让他们越容易犯罪。
The more comfortable the life, the more technology that they use, it is also more opportunity to sin.
你看那些高科技的这些创办人，他们发明这些很多新的玩意儿的这些人，他们自己的家庭是怎么教育孩子的呢
？If we look at those who are who make all these technology and look at how they teach their children.
他们制造好多东西，就希望大家都通通去买，最好每一个婴孩都买。
And they make these very advanced gadgets.
让那个销售量可以增加。
And they want everyone to buy it so that.
但是他们自己的孩子说，13岁以前绝对不可以用手机。
But for their own children, before they're 13, they cannot use a cell phone.
也不要给他有网络。
Do they do not allow them to use the internet?
因为孩子他不会控制。
Because children cannot control themselves.
父母亲就不要给他。
Then the parents should not just give it to them.
这是人家有眼光的父母亲，人家再怎么样控制孩子。
And this is as a parent, and this is how you can be wise.
但是有时候我们父母亲呢，为了要补偿我们的孩子，因为让他们跟得上时代。社会上有什么新的东西，都就马上就给我们的孩子了。
And sometimes, however, because we want our children to be at the same place as the society, so that whatever is new, we want to give it to them.
最后，我们一定会尝到这个有这么多这个给太多的结果，这个副作用。
And so we can see later on, we'll see the negative effects of what happens if they have too much.
那有时候我们又是对我们的孩子要求太多。
And sometimes we ask too much or require too much from our children.
我们有时候是用这个给一些物质的东西来做一个诱因，来引导我们孩子，你一定要达到一个什么样的水平，你有一个标准。
And sometimes we might use these material things to bribe our children that they need to do this this kind of achievement.
我们做父母亲的可能给孩子很大的压力。
So we might give a lot of pressure to our children.
就是他要达到一个。你所设定的标准
that they need to meet a standard that you have set.
我们通常父母亲有一个补偿的心理。
And so for parents, they might have this type of thinking.
就是说我做不到的事情，我就要求我孩子一定做得到。
That something that I cannot do, I require for your child to do it.
我说我进不了名校，我就要求孩子你一定要进名校。
If I cannot get into a very big name school, then my child has to do so.
拼命的去压他。
And you keep pressuring them.
给他压力。
Give them pressure.
要让他变成文武全才。什么都要第一名。
And then making sure that they have to do well in everything and they have to be first place in everything.
当我们对孩子的要求很高的时候。
So if we have such a high requirement for our children.
这个孩子的压力，他心理压力，有时候我们父母亲都不知道。
There's a lot of pressure in their hearts that we might not even know.
要求太高，孩子压力太大的时候，有时候孩子会承受不了。
And for a child, if they have a lot of pressure, then in their hearts, they might not be able to take it.
我们有一个姐妹啊。
We have a sister.
那才初级班的年纪而已啊。
And she is in J1.
J1. 其实这个不是只有单一个例、单一的案例，是很多的家长都有这个现象。
This is not only this one example, but there are many.
在初级班的年纪，他都想要自杀了。
That a student in J1 and wanted to commit suicide.
那为什么要自杀？
Why does she want to commit suicide?
他说他的父母亲给他的压力，他没办法达到他的标准了。
That the pressure that her parents give her is not does she's not able to meet their expectations.
孩子觉得说活得很累。
So she felt very tired.
他说干脆死掉算了。
That I should just die.
很多次的有这种想法。
And she had this type of thinking many times.
追根究底就是去分析说，怎么孩子这个孩子看起来应该很正常。在正常孩子的家庭长大，怎么会有这种想法呢
？And so then you think the child seems appears very normal, and she's in a very normal family. How can she have this type of thinking?
原来是父母亲给她设的压那个标准非常的高啊。
And it's because the parents give her such high expectations.
让孩子觉得他没有办法达到。
So that the child is unable to feel that she can achieve this.
想到用死亡来逃避了。
And so she chooses death.Wants to choose death to escape.
我们做父母亲的，我们绝对不要成为一个糊涂人了。
So as a parent, we cannot be foolish.
真的有时候要检讨一下。
So we need to look at and examine ourselves.
不要想太多。
Do not think too much.
单纯的信靠主。
But to rely on the Lord.
不要为孩子做太多。
Don't do too much for your child.
很多事情要让孩子一起来分担。
And the things that can be done by the children.
不要骂太多。
Do not rebuke too much.
要有耐心。
And have to have patience.
要适当的赞美他们。
And to praise them accordingly.
不要给他们太多物质的东西。
Do not give them too many material things.
要给他们时间。
Give them time.
陪他们一起玩。
Play with them.
陪他们一起成长才是最重要的。
And it's to grow with them together that is the most important.
不是给他们很多物质的这个新的玩意儿。
It's not to give them many material things so that they can play with.
不要要求太高。
Do not ask too much or require too much of them.
每一个孩子都不太一样。
Because every child is different.
他们只要尽力能够保守在主的爱里面，主耶稣自然会引导他们。
And if they do their best and they are able to keep in the faith, then God will guide them.
让我们的孩子在我们的家里的时候，
so that the children in our families,
当他们的座位空着的时候，
when their seat is empty,
我们会注意到，
we will notice.
当他们来到教会，
when they come to the church,
我们通常来到教会的时候，我们都有每一个他有固定的座位的。
That when we come to church, we all have our the places that we usually sit.
小弟基本上都已经发现，我们每个人都有固定座位的。
Because as my for myself, I've noticed that everyone has their seats that they sit in.
这个座位如果空着，
if this seat is empty,
我们会不会注意到？我们这位弟兄姐妹他不见了。
Will you notice that this person has disappeared?
愿我们都能够看到这个空的座位的时候，我们会理会，我们会去想念他。
May all of us that when we see this empty seat that we can think about them.
当我们的孩子他会很乐意的跟我们一起在吃饭的时候。
That when our child is really willing to eat dinner with us.
这就是神的祝福。
This is a blessing of God.
当他们还很小的时候，
when they are still young,
真的要在家庭里面营造一起吃饭这个乐趣。
We need to have this habit of being, eating a meal together.
当他们座位空着的时候，
so that when their seat is empty,
他们也许有一些心里的事，
and maybe they have some things in their heart,
要去了解。
You need to understand.
就像扫罗，你看他一开始其实也还不错。
He's just like Saul in the beginning. He was very good.
可是他其实没有去真的去了解为什么大卫要逃跑。
But he didn't really understand why David ran away.
他真的是真的是糊涂人。
So he was foolish.
最后就酿成悲剧，他自己的悲剧。
And so he created his own tragic tragedy.
所以我们从今天晚上的这些经文里面得到一些教导。
So from these passages, we have learned some teachings.
愿我们都能够成为一个合神心意的父母亲。
May we all be a parent who is according to the
Word of God,
so that we can teach the children of the next generation.
将来啊。能够教会的将来更有希望。
So that there can be even more hope for the church in the future.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing hymn.